Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. So reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, verse 27, text 17. Shamane swasambande ekashmi bahubi yudha chintam param jagamartha sarashtra pura bandavaha Shamane swasambande Ekashmi bahubi yudha chintam param jagamartha sarashtra pura bandavaha shamanesha sambande ekashmi bahubi yudha chintam param jagamartha Sarashtram Pura Bandavaha. Devotees. Shyamane Swasambande. Kashmi Bahubhiyuda. Chintam Param Jagamartha. Sarashtra Pura Bandavaha. Sambande ekasmi bhavi yudha dham param jagamartha sarasya pura bandhava Mataji. Shyamane swasambande ekasmi bhavi yudha chintam param jagamartha sarasya pura bandhava Shyamane swasambande ekasmi bhavi yudha chintam param Shyamane, when he became weak. Swasambande, his intimate friend. Ekasmin, alone. Bahubi, with many warriors. Yudha, by battle. Chintam, anxiety. Param, very great. Jagama, obtained. Artha, being aggrieved. Sa, along with. Rashtra, of the kingdom. Pura, of the city. Bandavaha, friends and relatives. So the translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Prabhupada. Because he had to fight alone with so many soldiers, all of whom were great warriors, the serpent with five hoods became very weak. Seeing that his most intimate friend was weakening, King Puranjana and his friends and citizens living within the city all became very anxious. Please repeat. Because he had to fight alone with so many soldiers, all of whom were great warriors, the great serpent with five hoods, became very weak. Seeing that his most intimate friend was weakening, King Puranjanan and his friends and citizens living within the city all became very anxious. Because he had to fight alone with so many soldiers, all of whom were great warriors, the serpent with five hoods became very weak. Seeing that his most intimate friend was weakening, King Puranjanan and his friends and citizens living within the city all became very anxious. Perfect. Srila Prabhupada. The living entity resides within the body and struggles for existence with the limbs of the body, which are referred to here as citizens and friends. One can struggle alone with many soldiers for some time, but not for all time. The living entity within the body can struggle up to a limit of 100 years with good luck. But after that, if it is not possible to prolong the struggle, thus the living entity submits and falls victim. In this regard, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung Vridha Kala Ayola Shava Shuka Bhagala. When one becomes old, it becomes impossible to enjoy material happiness. Generally, people think that religion and piety come at the end of life. And at this time, one generally becomes meditative and takes to some so-called yogic process to relax in the name of meditation. Meditation, however, is simply a farce for those who have enjoyed life in sense gratification. As described in the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, meditation, dhyana, dharana, is a difficult subject matter that one has to learn from his very youth. To meditate, one must refrain himself from all kinds of sense gratification. Unfortunately, meditation has now become a fashion for those who are overly addicted to sensual things. Such meditation is defeated by the struggle for existence. Sometimes such meditative process passes for transcendental meditation. King Puranjanan, the living being, being thus victimized by the hard struggle for existence, took to transcendental meditation with his friends and relatives. Because he had to fight alone with so many soldiers, all of whom were great warriors, the serpent with five hoods became very weak. Seeing that his most intimate friends was weakening, King Puranjanan and his friends and citizens living within the city all became very anxious. Om Agyanati Nirandasya Janna Janna Shalakaya Chakshuran Miritan Jena Tashmae Shri Gurave Namaha Panchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patithanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So first, I'd like to thank you for one more chance to share some thoughts on Srimad Bhagavatam. It's out of service that we attend this duty because we realize there are so many more advanced souls in the audience. So So please forgive me for my mistakes and please correct me if needed. So we're dealing with a very important part of life, actually the most important part of life, which is the moment where we have to leave the body, the city. King Puranjana here, he is experiencing his heart, the feeling of living. And that's a common feeling with all embodied souls. We may divide society into white, black, any color, any faith, any religion, any nationality, but these are the elements which we all have to go through at the same, in the same manner, in the same process. So King Puranjana is going through this moment. This moment is coming nearer to him. And in that moment, anxiety is produced. And we might wonder, what would be the cause of anxiety? If we analyze stress, as it's commonly used today, stress is simply the perception that I have to do something and it won't be possible to do into that amount of time or with that amount of energy. For example, you have a certain budget in the West, you come to Mayapur, you have to adjust. So in the beginning, it's a little stressing because you have to adjust habits, you have to adjust the lifestyle. If you are a brahmachari and you decide to take the other process, the grihastha ashram, adjustments will come. Stress might come because you have to face different challenges which you are not yet fully aware how you're going to fulfill. Or if you are a newly initiated guru in ISKCON and you have some to start initiating disciples like that also. I don't know that, but I feel that some anxiety in the sense of what will I say, how will I deal, how will I behave, how will I convey the best of Parampara and Srila Prabhupada's message. So in any level of our lives, in any ashram, in any society, if we have to accomplish something which we cannot, that will be stressful. Anxiety is produced because I have a field and I don't know how to solve the problems which comes from exploring that field. In the case, specific case, the body is becoming very weak and Puranjana doesn't know how to counteract this. He doesn't know how to deal with this. Therefore, if the field, if your identity, which is connected to the field, is messed up, then you can't act. Right? Let's say you're a professional in some place. As soon as you're put in another scenery that you cannot work, you don't know what to do. You don't know how to act. In that first scenery, as a professional, if you're doing everything very nicely, you knew how to draw your money, how to make the business, how to do everything, was very easy. But many of us experience transferring cultures, transferring nations, you have to adjust. So the point being made here is that this anxiety comes from not knowing how to deal with the field. And the field here is death. So Puranjana is not ready for death. Srila Prabhupada tells us in almost every class that we are not this body and that our real problem are four, as it has been mentioned earlier this week, the four problems of existence. And this is the fourth one, and it's a very important one, because all the attachments which have been built come to a halt, come to an ending, and the soul does not know how to deal with that lack of field. Just like someone who has been transferred to a different country, to a new language, does not know what to do, the soul does not know what to do. So anxiety comes. So Bhaktivinoda Thakura sings in this very beautiful song that he has become old, he's weak, he has not used his time to glorify Krishna. And I wrote from Sharanagati the song, the translation, just to exemplify this. It's a very beautiful song. I was quite surprised by the deepness and appealingness to our lives. It started humility after the introduction, and it says in song number 3, old age soon arrived, and all joys consequently departed, subjected to the torments of disease. I am troubled and weak. All my senses are feeble now, and my body is racked and exhausted, and my spirit are downcast in the absence of former sense pleasure. The song Prabhupada mentions here, Vridha Kala Aula Shaba Shuka Bhakala. So Puranjana has become old, and the assets he had to enjoy, the body, and the senses, the city, is gone. And it's gone because now he had to fight all his life with a very powerful warrior, which is time. Chandavega is taking a piece a day. In a previous class, one speaker was mentioned that every day your bank balance is one day less. And by like that, we are losing moments, every moment. And that cannot be retrieved, Prabhupada tells us, even with millions of dollars. Nobody can retrieve 1 second with millions of dollars, it's gone. So, Bhaktivinoda is lamenting that he has not used properly the opportunity he had, the wealth he had. And he will conclude in a very beautiful way. In the introduction of the song, he gives the reason why he is writing. In the first verse he says, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu descends from the eternal spiritual world along with his personal associates and divine abode, incarnating in this temporary material world out of compassion for the fallen souls. So here is the external reason for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come, compassion. So compassion is the key word for our movement. We are based on compassion. We do book distribution because we have compassion. Many times we mistake that book distribution is simply an activity which pleases the spiritual master by itself. But it pleases the spiritual master because it's seated on compassion. And if that compassion follows through the whole chain of life, then we accomplish the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because that's why he came, out of compassion for the fallen souls. So in that sense, management would be a management for compassion, a management for glorification of the Lord. When that's in place, the whole mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very clearly comes into setting. The relationship among Vaishnavas is so smooth because what he has taught becomes very clear to our eyes. So the sambandha of Sri Chaitanya's Mahaprabhu mission, the external sambandha, is compassion for the fallen souls. So that means that in the same direction that I go out and give books, and that book conveys this message, that same compassion must exist within the society. When that person read that book, he came to the association of devotees. The mood of compassion is the mood of ISKCON. And how to develop compassion? This is the process of bhakti, the mode of compassion. Because the gopis are busy glorifying Krishna because they have love in their heart, true love. They want to please Krishna. The reflection of love is compassion. His Holiness Radhanath Swami in a lecture explains that. The manifestation of love is compassion. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with his associate, gave this very simple and easy process, as it was described very nicely in other class by Rupa Raghunath Prabhu, His Grace Rupa Raghunath Prabhu. It was giving, in a very synthetic way, the philosophy of Sankirtan movement and the mood. And another great speaker was telling us about also the internal mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is understanding the feelings of Srimati Radharani. And for us, it's only possible to understand the feelings of Srimati Radharani for Krishna through service, because that's our constitutional position. We are Tatastha Shakti. Therefore, our mission is to assist the senior devotees, the inhabitants of the Dham, in the service of Krishna. If we place ourselves in that position, then we'll fully satisfy our identity. Therefore, we'll be happy. As a society, to do that, Srila Prabhupada was pointing out that five elements must be in place: protection of the old, the children, the Brahman, the cows, and the Brahminical culture. Because by doing that, everything is into place. Therefore, all this philosophy will be conveyed in the right mood given by the Brahmins. And all the members of society will work very nicely under this guidance. So here Puranjana does not understand that sambandha. And Prabhupada, in his purport, he goes on saying that at old age, one starts to think, what have I done? How have I used my precious moments of life? And that culminates in a meditation at the moment of death. Krishna, in Bhagavad Gita 8.5, he says, Anta kale chamam eva smaranam muktva kalevaram yat prayati samat bhavam yati nasti ashtra samishaha. And whoever at the time of death quits this body remembering me alone, that's a very important word he puts, at once attains my nature. Of this there is no doubt. So Krishna is certifying that if you remember him, you go back to his abode. And in the following verse, Yayam Vapi Smaranam Bhavam, he says whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, that state he will attain without fail. So reaching old age, we'll think of everything we have done in life. What have we done? So that will be the meditation. It's very common to see. See, my father, he works as a scientist, so now he's thinking, what has he done? What contribution has he made? And he's anxious because it's not permanent. He sees that it's already going away. His contributions are already fading away. All his efforts are fading away. And we discuss, and there is anxiety because the field is not completely set. So Krishna is saying, whatever you think at that time, there you go. And here Puranjana does not have the knowledge, or it's not aware within him, because he's a learned person, it's been stated before, but he's engaged, like Prachina Bahisat Maharaj, he's engaged in Karmakanda. Therefore, he has not focused on the goal of life, which is to glorify the Supreme Lord. Prabhupada says in a very beautiful lecture, Bhagavatam 1, 1443, it was displayed here in this Prabhupada lectures. He says, our business is just to glorify Krishna. This is Brahman business. To go in front of Radha Madhava and worship. This is the business of the Brahman, the Brahminical culture. So by doing that, all the other elements of society go into place. And Puranjana was not aware of that, was not practicing that. And because of that, at the end of his life, there is anxiety. And then Prabhupada goes on saying that people at this age take to Ashtanga Yoga just to relax. But that won't do, because Ashtanga Yoga in the first six processes is just a material science. It's just for you to sit straight, control your airs, to be ready to meditate in the last two stages, which is Dhyana and Samadhi. These are the only two stages which allow transcendental contact. All the others is just a preparation. And if you simply, at old age, go to one studio of yoga and do some exercises, it's not likely that you have built within yourself, through life, that knowledge, that realization, which at the end of life will make you think of Paramatma. Most probably you think of business, of what you did, the things you had. It's very hard in that moment to really be detached from the material body. And the reason is, Krishna says, this is my separate energy. It's what the body is made of. And by being inside the body, it's like friends, it's like the city, it's like our most intimate place. When you are by yourself, turn off the light and you think, it's like you are at home with your friends, most intimate friends. They're helping you, telling you what you have done, the good decisions you have made. Isn't it how we feel when you're alone, thinking, it's like we are at home. That's how we feel with this part of existence, which is the bodies, the body and the limbs. So, at the time of death, these friends will have to go, or actually will have to be separated from the gross body, and the life air will follow with you. But you see it from the outside, and the pain is very big. So that's why anxiety is there. So the so-called meditative process won't do. Now, on the other hand, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave this very beautiful process which accomplishes all the goals of all the other processes, simply because it touches the intimacy of the Lord. Bhakti Yoga touches the intimacy of Krishna. And by touching directly on the intimacy of Krishna, it fulfills all the purpose of all the other elevation processes. Because all the processes of the universe have no other reason of existing rather than bringing us in contact or aware of the contact with Krishna. Because in contact with Krishna, we have to be, either we want it or not, because that's all there is. Krishna is everything. But when we differentiate and we understand Krishna's Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then we qualify ourselves to have a relationship with this person. That's why Bhakti Yoga is not a sentimental process of simply eating, dancing and talking. Other yogis will criticize us, saying that your process is very sentimental. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself was criticized like that. What sannyasa is this? Is just eating all day and chanting and dancing. He's not doing deep meditation, deep penances, right? But they missed the point. All the elevation process of Srimad Bhagavatam is simply to develop a relationship with the divine couple, Sri Radha and Krishna. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to understand, what is this love that Srimati Radharani has for Krishna? What is this? I cannot fully experience. Therefore he came. Externally, he came to practice compassion for us. We are here sitting on his compassion. This room is the compassion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the dam, which is his compassion. Therefore, if we act according to his instructions, and the Chaitanya Charitamrita basically is telling how devotees can be loving towards each other in a truly genuine and purified way. The six exchanges of love between devotees, they will produce the desired benefit, which is love of Godhead. Because we are doing the process given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. And the more we endeavor, we'll see there's a real unit in everything we do. All our society being a very big society with so many gigantic missions, like book distribution by itself is a gigantic mission. And I was meditating on this. When a great soul is getting nearer to Krishna, he puts a special challenge for him, which brings out that element of intimacy and devotion. Just see, any person who has been front to front with the Lord has been faced with that. If you take the Western symbols, like Jesus Christ, he had to be crucified to prove his love. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was seriously ill when he was young. He had to go through so many endeavors. Establishing Bhakti Yoga here was no easy task. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, they wanted to kill him so many times for saying the right philosophy, for preaching boldly what is our philosophy. Just imagine having the mission of traveling to the West and preaching to the whole world this knowledge. That's what Srila Prabhupada was faced with. Sometimes I'm in a lecture talking to some managers on a university, I have some chills on my, some butterflies on my stomach, and I wonder, my God, Srila Prabhupada was facing the world. He could face any, the most materialistic touch of culture. He was there, boldly speaking this knowledge. So, what a test of intimacy, of surrender. And that's what Srila Bhaktivinoda will conclude. He will conclude his surrender meditation with the glories of the Holy Name. Because the glories of the Holy Names tell us of the internal reason of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for coming. The internal reason for meditation, which is assisting the spiritual master in glorifying the pastimes of Krishna. This is our true mission. And it takes many formats. And we must train ourselves to see unity in diversity. Sometimes we think my department is book distribution, my department is congregational preaching, my department is food for life. But there's a whole unit in all of this. And that is sitting on compassion. If we contemplate, the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is compassion. And we have to practice that in our rooms, with our roommates, in our building of the Grihastha Ashram, with our neighbors, with the visitors. When we are truly imbued with that mood, every person enjoys our association. So that's our challenge, to have that. Because here we contemplate a Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is not a ascetic, is that what you call? Something which is like you have alcohol, it has the property of sterilizing. How do you say this word in English? It's septic. Antiseptic. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will not make a distinction of environment. This is clean, I'll go here. This is dirty, I'll not go there. He goes everywhere. That's genuine compassion. So when our eyes have this filter, we'll not see distinction. Prabhupada says, I'm not Indian, I'm not American, I'm simply the servant of the servant of the servant of the one who served the gopis. And to end, I'll just read two things. One, the next verse from Bhaktivinoda Thakur in this song, he shows his humility, because it seems humility is something extremely important. Because even though he was this very advanced soul, inhabitant of the spiritual world, he was demonstrating it. So it seems that humility is a stage of consciousness which we need to have to be part of that group. So he says, devoid of even a particle of enlightenment, cheated of the mellow of devotion, what help is there for me now? O Lord, you are the friend of the fallen. I am certainly fallen, the lowest of men. Please, therefore, in mercy, lift me to your lotus feet. So it seems that he's showing us what's the mood for going into this intimate environment of Krishna Lila. And Srila Prabhupada says in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.12, a very interesting sentence, the opening sentence of his purpose says, the Absolute is realized in full. In full means without any restriction or not lacking in anything, by the process of devotional service to the Lord. So Prabhupada in his first sentence revealed all the ultimate siddhanta of our mission. And if we simply serve the lotus feet of our spiritual master with the mood, with Bhaktivinoda Thakur is conveying, definitely will come. Definitely, because this is the process they said will definitely come to them. Not definitely because I decided and I control, but definitely because that's the way the process works. So, yes, I'd like to stop here to thank you all for the patience. And if you have comments or questions that I may elucidate, no questions today? Okay. One question. Mataji over there has a question.
Hare Krishna. I read from Srila Prabhupada that he wrote, Brahmana means Kanishta. And the highest position in the material world is the lowest in spiritual life. So, since Kanishta is described as materialistic devotee, it seems that the spiritual platform starts when with Madhyama or engaging in the preaching mission. So, can you explain about that? Is it right? My understanding?
It's a complex question. There are many aspects to it. There are many advanced devotees. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati attended a meeting. It was for his father to prove who was superior, Brahman or Vaishnava. And in that series, Abai, we have a glimpse of that. And he says that even the demigods cannot do anything without the consentment of the Brahmans. The whole universe runs on the Brahmins. But a Vaishnava is one who has surrendered to Vishnu, and that's always very rare. So Vaishnava is superior to a Brahman in that sense. In the sense of Vanashram, the Brahman is the person who will guide. A Brahman is simply the person who has a lifestyle of learning and teaching. And his only business is to enlighten humanity. His business is not to profit, his business is not to protect directly, his business is not to work. His business is to enlighten. Regarding Madhyama and Kanishta, Kanishta is a materialistic devotee, but it's included so that when we arrive, we can be included in the system rather than being excluded. Otherwise, we feel that it's only Madhyama and Uttama. Kanishta, there's no place. So a Kanishta is, in a way, the lowest, but it's, in a way, in Kali Yuga, very glorious. Because the devotee who left a very deep materialistic mentality and accepted the Lord. Even though he only accepts the Lord in one place, the altar and in what I do. So a Kanista is not so great because he can only see himself, his endeavor, and the Lord. Everything else is secondary, is not important. So that's immature. A Madhyama, on the other hand, is very near to Tama, in the sense that he has realized the Lord, the majority of his anarthas have gone, and now he's considering very seriously how to offer the fruit to the Lord. Rather than doing some service to see what he can take out of it, why this is important for me, you're thinking how this is important for the Lord and for the Vaishnavas. So in the sense, the difference between a Madhyama and an Uttama is that the Uttama has become so advanced he cannot forget Krishna any moment. Therefore, he sees Krishna all over, and he might be in a stage of life that he just simply wants to glorify Krishna day and night. And a Madhyama, being very concerned with humanity, is desiring to preach. Now, when an Uttama devotee is preaching, he simply took the perspective of the Madhyama, but he hasn't lowered himself. He's still Uttama. But he's taking that perspective in order to practice compassion. So the whole process of elevation is a level of intimacy with the Lord. The more we are surrendered, the more we are revealed. That is the secret. So a Kanista can only see through the... He opens the door, he can only see a very little part of the room. He cannot go in. As a Madhyama can come into the room, and an Uttama can fully be in the room. That would be the basic difference. Is that what you wanted to ask?
Question specifically, thank you very much for the explanation. Is it that the spiritual platform starts when one engages in preaching Krishna consciousness, means above Kanista level?
No, necessary, because the first Vedanta Sutra starts with asking us to inquire about Brahman. As soon as you inquire about Brahman, you have a chance to reach transcendental knowledge, but it may be impersonal, so it's no intimacy, it's not a very big intimacy. And ultimately, if you are impersonal, you're still not in the spiritual world. You're just understanding that this material world is not very great. It will be Mayavadi. But if you understand the relationship with the Lord, then you have permission to enter His house. That's all. Okay, so end here. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.